It's the post-match show from a fucking lively Glenbrook, I'll be honest with you. I'm joined by Amelia Bonner, by Ian Ryan and by Lizzie Doyle. After Liverpool have beat Tottenham Hotspur 4-3. Listen, there was loads wrong with that performance, but anyone who says anything negative for the first 3 minutes is getting lashed out. Acceptable topics of conversation, guys, for the first 3 minutes are Curtis Jones, our boss at Last Minute with us, Jürgen Klopp on his hamstring celebrating, Richarlison being a dickhead, and Curtis Jones, Amelia Bonner, pick any of them you want.
Do you know what? I'm not saying, like, you know when Neil starts a show and he's got a speech prepared that's like this brilliant, like, oratorial.
All right, go and do the post-match fight then.
No, I want to be here, but I had that
no,
ready.
No, the older lad is really good.
You know, no, I'm saying I was mentally starting one about Richarlison and then just had to go, it doesn't matter, none of it matters anymore, and got to forget it all while I was approximately 10 feet in the air. It was just bloody brilliant, wasn't it? Absolutely incredible. I think that if you told me that we were going to be 3 goals up at any point in that game, I wouldn't have believed you. And I almost felt like it was more inevitable when they'd equalised. And like, what a mad, brilliant, beautiful Liverpool way to win that. And the performance that they show in that 4 minutes that they get to make that happen is essentially all that was missing for the bits that we weren't happy about. So it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Ian Ryan, what the fuck was all that about?
Never in doubt, lad, was it? Never in doubt. Honestly, do you know what I mean? For the first 15, 20, 25 minutes, it looked like it could have been anything that game. It looked like it had the hallmarks of maybe a 6 or even a 7. And then for some reason, the tempo drops in a number of them, and we let Spurs back into it. But if you want to talk about a way to win a football match, that is the way to win a football match. 4-3, it looked like we were down and out when it went back to 3-3. But to go and win it in that fashion, and Jota, the coolest man in the fucking stadium by an absolute mile.